I think that's intense. Arts impart social causes and critical ways of thinking, like the Berlin Wall. Before the art was on the Berlin Wall, the people of West Germany didn't understand what was going on in a real way. They were just like, we're separated. It wasn't like two races. It was one people, families being separated from one side to another. And the families that were devastated by this began to paint. And that wall, how many of you got to visit the Berlin Wall before it was torn down? It was completely the most, one of the most profound works of art in history. And there's, you can go online and see the images of it and see what people put on there, because it's very profound, the expression that came from it. And what's amazing is the expression that came after the Berlin Wall fell was tagging. And in the city of Berlin, if you go in, the whole city is tagged, and it's not like a gang thing. It's like people who said, we have freedom, and they began to paint. So it's like actually part of the artistic expression of the city. It's part of the identity of the city. It's people expressed their freedom by painting everything. Painting their name, painting, I was here, I am here. Like, and that was their way of expressing their freedom. And it's a beautiful, beautiful process. But I mean, like, art imparted in the nation, even a social cause for them. And then photographs spread 23 more times quickly in journalism than articles. Most communist countries have 1,000 times the amount of no photo zones in other countries. And that just gives you a picture. And then we're the prophets that will awaken a generation to Isaiah 58. You as the creators, you are the prophets. So you're the ones who's gonna express civil rights, children at risk, child soldiers, traffic victims, sex trade, world hunger, disease prevention and control, domestic violence. Like, this is where artists stand up and rise up. Literally, as powerfully as a fivefold ministry prophet is to build a church, you are the prophet of a generation to change culture and to make the culture aware that injustice is happening. And if you don't believe this, every major move of society transformation was ushered in by the arts. Whether it's a Christian society transformation, whether it's a secular society transformation. You know, I think back in Martin Luther's day, one of the reasons why the Bible spread so quickly was because, first of all, it was literature, but second of all, when people began, who could read, began to read it, they began to write songs, and it was common that they would sing outside the pubs or on the corners of the streets, and they would sing these incredible songs, and people were like, where did you hear that? That's beautiful. And they said, it's in the Bible. And they trained each other how to write, and literacy went from like less than 7% to 60% in one 2-year period. Because people were able to read. You have moves of, you know, you think of the sexual revolution, which had to happen, although it was perverted because Christians didn't stand again. But it had to happen because there was all this molestation, there was all these sexual repressions, there was all these things where sexuality wasn't understood. And so there's a generation that stood up to define what it was. And when they stood up to define what it was in music, it was in art, it was in all these creative places, and people would go into art galleries and look at things they would never talk about in their own homes. They would listen to a song that was about something they would never...